There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Welcome to Drive Live. So, new album coming out tomorrow. It's his first in 17 years. It is immediately recognizable.
The Hook.
And it is Michael McDonald. Michael McDonald is back. That's his first new music in 17 years. He's been doing lots of things with lots of people. Thundercat, for example, recently. And, of course, you could reference the Doobie Brothers. You could do Steely Dan. He's worked with James Ingram, with Patti LaBelle. I mean, everybody.
all the names.
Every possible kind of soulful name. That to me sounds very kind of 80s. Nats from Dubai 92, what did you think of
that? Oh, I love it. It's the kind of thing that you'd want on vinyl on the weekend, making a cup of coffee, reading a good book,
nice,
chilling on the balcony.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Michael McDonald. The song's called Find It In Your Heart. There's a few songs available online. You can find, there's a really good song online from this album called Hail Mary, which is excellent. And there's something else. The album's called Wide Open. It comes out tomorrow. What else have we got today? In a few minutes, Your Choice, NLT. Tell us about that briefly.
Yeah, I've got Smile. It's originally by Nat King Cole, but it's Gregory Porter that's doing this version.
See the excitement there?
Oh.
Said, big fan of Gregory Porter. Your choice today? That's, I know.
I like his choice
in headwear, I have to say. Nats, what have you chosen?
I've chosen something from a new band called Bermuda Triangle. Featuring somebody that we know very well if you're a fan of the Alabama Shakes.
Which is not a bad Barry Manilow song, is it, at all? It is something very different for
you. It's fresh out of Nashville. I think it's a place that I'd want to be, Nashville. I just want to go live there at some point in my life.
I can imagine you living on a rural ranch in Nashville.
I don't know about that. I don't know about a rural ranch. I'm not very outdoorsy. I don't like bugs.
I could see you in a 10-gallon hat. I think that would suit you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Or a Stetson.
Look into that.
Or something with a gun rack.
Taking it too far now. Always takes it too far.
I'm in danger of peril of stretching this one. So, those two songs are next.
This is Drive Live
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Songs today on the Hook. Nats from Dubai 92 is with us. Sally, you've chosen something as well.
I have.
Okay, so we'll come to that later.
I'm just thinking, you're not about to play it, are you?
No,
I'm getting confused with your orders.
I'm just making
a creative tease, you know.
Is that an industry phrase?
Yeah.
All right.
Tim's not familiar with that. He's like, okay.
It was an assertion. That was all it was. You have a song. Nats, your song is coming. But first of all, NLT.
Yes, my song is called Smile, as I mentioned. It's by Gregory Porter. I think it's his fourth studio album. I think Liquid Spirit is still my favourite. A couple of albums back, and this time he's decided to do covers. It's the album's called Nat King Cole and Me, and he's used like a big orchestra. I think it's 70 piece, and I mean, he's got a great voice. He writes some amazing songs, and I was a bit like, well, I like some of his stuff, but am I going to like him singing Nat King Cole? I wasn't 100% sure. And the album's due to be released on the 27th of October, but Smile has been released. That's available now. And I was quite interested in sort of what makes an artist who's as talented as he is decide to do covers. So here's a little bit of him explaining why he decided to do this album.
And I put the vinyl on the player. Out of those speakers came that voice.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy.
I was a little boy when I first heard it, so I kind of identified with this nature boy. There was a boy, you know, so I was like, hey, is that me, you know? And the idea of this, you know, this message, my mother was always giving us little nuggets, you know, be on your best behavior. You know, guard your heart, for from it come the issues of life. She would always give us a little nugget before we would leave out the door. A lot of Nat's songs, and Nature Boy in particular, has a nugget. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. It's a little something that you walk out the door with, and you, in a way, live your life like.
Nothing wrong with a bit of Nat King Cole.
No, and it was quite interesting. It's obviously played such a big part in his singing life, his personal life, and his mother passed away. So I think a lot of inspiration has come from her. And I just, even listening to him talk, his voice is beautiful. Mm. So even before he starts singing, I'm just like, I could listen to him talk for hours. So this is Gregory Porter with Smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow You'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile with you. Just smile. With gladness, hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? Find that life is still worthwhile.
It's a big orchestra, 70
70 piece, yeah, that's quite impressive. You were saying if your record company lets you do that, you know that you're doing something right, don't you?
Well, they know they're going to sell some songs or stream some stuff, whatever it is now that moves music. I don't know how it works anymore, but if you shell out for an orchestra that big, you're confident that it's going to do well. That much is true. So it's a cover of Nat King Cole originals.
Yes.
And it's Gregory Porter. That was Smile. Lovely. Nat's Divine 92.
So festive.
Yeah,
also
really.
Something I would picture watching an ice skating show with that as the soundtrack. Do you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
Just like, it's really grand. It's awesome.
Yeah, it would fit in one of those kind of Central Park. Yeah, exactly. Sally Moussa?
Gorgeous. It was beautiful. It? Really lovely. It's, you know, Nat King Cole, just iconic, but he covered it quite well. Very
he
nice.
Did. Let's play this. Now it's your choice now. Why you're going all Nashville on a Stetson, gun rack,
well,
Texan.
Well, listen, some great music
truck.
Comes out of Nashville. Like I said before, I would love to go and spend a little stint of my life living there, going to check out live musicians, all the little bars, some tremendous talent comes out of there. And you and I have played Alabama Shakes on the show before. We're a big fan of that band. And the front woman, Brittany Howard, has been spending some time with Nashville and in Nashville. And she's teamed up with two of the most interesting voices coming out of there, a woman called Jessie Lafser and Becca Mankari, right? And it all comes from the concept of, instead of competing, they say women make greater progress by banding together and highlighting each other's strengths. And in an interview with Brittany Howard recently, she said, "I don't shine if you don't shine. It's a lesson that I learned from my best friend." And they really made an example of that recently this summer in Nashville by forming a trio, calling themselves Bermuda Triangle. They're in the studio. They're working on an album, but they have put out one single from it. And the vibe of it is the kind of stuff that you would imagine if you're chilling out with your best mates on the porch late at night and you're musicians and one of you pulls out a guitar and you just start jamming and doing that kind of thing or around a campfire. That is the vibe of it, and this is called Rosie.
The sun came up burning red through the window where I lay my head. The sun came up burning red. I let the TV roll on till morning. There was a wildfire warning. I put out the flames, the buckets of rain. But I know this can never be saved. Sadness, it's not circumstance, it's just madness. Queen of sorrow, queen of sadness, and we all know we'll never understand you. You shoot off in the night to dance with the moon. All the things that your family never knew.
Two's choice on the hook today. It is Rosie from Bermuda Triangle,
yeah.
Which is
Brittany Howard, the front woman from Alabama Shakes, and two other incredible musicians fresh out of Nashville called Jesse Lafser and Becca Mancari. And together they're Bermuda Triangle. New Band Alert, that's the first song that they've done together. And their whole concept is just supporting each other and letting each other take lead vocals and these subtle harmonies in the background. And their sort of statement is, I don't shine if you don't shine. And it really resonates massively with me.
So leaving the egos to one side,
yeah,
for change, which is a good thing to do. Andy observes Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. You can see that, but
yeah,
not quite, but close.
I just think good things are going to come from these three. So Bermuda Triangle, New Band Alert. Look out for them.
This is Drive Live
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Stripe Live, it is The Hook this afternoon. New songs. Nats from Dubai 92 has chosen hers. Let me see. NLT. You've chosen yours.
I've already done mine.
Sally's,
yeah,
is still to go. I'm just trying to keep on top of things. Because you know I'm forgetful.
It's okay. It's the weekend.
Usually Saeed Saeed from the Nationals here. This week he's in Singapore. Everybody say hello to Saeed Saeed. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Not bad. You've drawn the short straw then, going over to cover the F1 in Singapore for a national newspaper. How bad is your life?
No, I'm blessed. It couldn't be better. I just arrived this morning, and tomorrow everything kicks off. Tomorrow is the qualifiers, and just like Abu Dhabi, there's a bunch of post-race concerts as well. Singapore has its own music entertainment program, and that's why I came here to check it out.
Okay, we'll come to that in a second. Who have you been talking to whilst you've been there so far?
Well, look, I literally arrived about 8 hours ago, and straight away, straight from the airport, I went straight to a hotel to interview Sonia Irvine, who's the brother of Eddie Irvine, the F1 driver. Now,
she's his brother?
Sonia runs the... Yeah, as far as I know.
That's a turn-up. Not his sister. Not his sister.
sorry, sister. You can tell it's been a long day.
I was going to say, you're jet-lagged.
Absolutely. But you know what? What's more important than the jet lag is the fact that she runs the Amber Lounge Entertainment Company.
Right.
So Amber Lounge runs in certain countries, certain races. So Abu Dhabi, Singapore, Mexico, and a bunch of others. So I had a chance to kind of speak to her about the whole concept. So the British singer Ray is performing here.
All right.
So she's performing tomorrow night. They're still working on the Abu Dhabi act, but we do know there's going to be a couple of Abu Dhabi acts performing as part of the Amber Lounge, and it will return to the Emirates Golf Club. So in a couple of weeks, they'll be announcing it. So there'll be that one. And also as well, starting tomorrow is going to be the after-race concerts. Now tomorrow we're going to have the first time is One Republic,
right.
So tomorrow night. The day after that is going to be Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then on the actual race day, it's interesting because Singapore, they have a pre-race concert and a post-race concert. So, and it's both a really kind of eclectic bill. I mean, the pre-race concert is Duran Duran and Seal. I don't know how that's going to work. So we got to see. So there's a split bill, and then it all ends with Calvin Harris, which for Abu Dhabi fans and the UAE fans is interesting because he's also going to headline one of the after race concerts on the Thursday, November 23rd, I believe. So I'm going to go. So I'm going to come here, check out the Calvin Harris show, perhaps get some words from him and find out what he has in store for the Abu Dhabi race.
Okay, because it's not that far away, is it? Also, let me ask you. We'll come to your song in a second. The reason why you've chosen it, but you've been interviewing the artist that you've chosen today. Or is it today or yesterday?
Yes,
when did you talk to her?
I spoke to her yesterday. So
right.
the artist that we're talking about is Carly Rae.
Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Yeah, so yeah, she's the latest artist that's announced for Fiesta de Muertos, which is on October 27th, that festival at Dubai Autism Rocks Arena alongside Gorillaz and Stormzy and a bunch of others. So, yes, I spoke to her just a couple of hours after the announcement was made. She was in Tokyo on a promotional tour. I'm really excited about Carly Rae. I mean, I think she's a great artist. I think her last album, 2015's Emotion, was really one of the best pop records I heard in the last 5-6 years. I mean, if you like, you know, like effervescent, sun-kissed, you know, 80s style pop, I'm talking about Belinda Carlisle, Cyndi Lauper, that album is for you. It has the songs I Really Love You and the title track. And yeah, so she's really interesting. She's going to come down with her show. So we spoke about that, and we spoke about the new album. And she said, interestingly, she overwrites when she has an album, Tim. So basically, she wrote 75 songs already for the new record, and she still has a few more. And then once that happens, she's going to start cutting them down to a good 12 for the new album, which should be released, she says, around the end of the year or early next year.
So she's coming for Fiesta de los Muertos, so you think Emotion was one of the best pop albums of the last few years. I get that. I mean, I can see the attraction of it. It's real bubblegum stuff, isn't it?
Exactly. Look, I mean, look, for me, it's all, look, you know, no matter what the genre, I mean, if it's just beautifully, immaculately crafted songs, it's just great. You know, I mean, that album for me really is just a super tight, cohesive 12 songs, you know, that are just immaculately produced. And she's such a great singer, you know. I mean, she can do fun, she can do soulful, she can be theatrical, she can go really anywhere. And I think that's that album, if you're just like if you're a fan of good pop and you want a nice 45-minute drive to get you past the traffic jams, this is the one for you.
You could do worse, I suppose. Hence the reason why you've shown Cut to the Feeling today.
Yes, that's right. Now, yeah, going back to what I said about how she overwrites. So for Emotion, she wrote 250 songs. Okay, so, yeah, so, and this song was basically, that was one of the outtakes. So she released this song as part of a soundtrack to a film called Leap, an animated film, which is about to come out soon in the States and here. She has a voice role in that. And this song, you know, was part of the outtakes. And, you know, she released it, and it done really well in the States. It's doing very well in Japan, hence she's there. And again, it's another slice of that 80s nostalgia summer fun vibe that she had with him. Motion, and I think people will really like it.
Saeed Saeed's with The National in Singapore. You take care while you're there. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Saeed.
See you next week, sir. Take care.
I had a dream, or was it real? We crossed the line, and it was on. Take me to the stars, to say, oh. This is on. Can't make it stop. Give me all you got. I want it all or nothing. No more in between. Now give you everything to me. Let's get real, baby. A chemical reaction. Take me in your arms and make me.
Saeed Saeed is from The National. He's the Arts Life Culture Man. He's in Singapore at the moment for the F1, talking to some of the artists playing at the post and pre-race warm-up gigs, etc. His choice today is Carly Rae Jepsen and Cut to the Feeling, which is from a movie coming out called Leap, of which I know nothing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think have you got any details of it? Yeah, animated film. Okay. Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
I'm trying to think of a polite way to say I thought it was abysmal, but I'm struggling. I just really didn't
Maybe don't use the word polite and abysmal in the same sentence. Just
okay.
All right,
okay.
That's so close. But you didn't like it. Fair enough. That's all right. Nats, Dubai 92.
What on. She said.
All right. So
really
ditto.
Not my cup of tea.
Sally Moussa?
Yes, ditto.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Not popular at all. I like Carly Rae Jepsen. Not perhaps that song, however.
I'll agree with him with regards to her Emotion album. There's some good stuff there. And right. I want to say that I think she had something to do with training with Max Martin. I could completely be making this up. But there's some good stuff on that album. But this is definitely a kids' animated soundtrack thing.
All right, then. Two more songs to come. I've changed my choice, and I'll reveal why in a minute. Sally Moussa, your choice next, too.
No matter your preferred communication, stay in touch with Drive Live. Only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
On the hook today, Nats from Dubai 92 is here. We've had your choice. We've had Saeed, who is in Singapore. Short straw. We've had yours, NLT. We're on to Sally Moussa. Why are you going for this? And again, you've not made your mind up. Just movable feast.
I just like lots of things. This is my problem. So I like a lot of different bits and pieces of music. Look, I went for Nicholas Murphy today, or Nick Murphy, who used to be known as Chet Faker, Aussie artist and songwriter, and just interesting, just unusual. Interesting, and there's something a little bit kind of visceral about him, and about, you know, earthy about the way he does his music, which is what I like. And the song that I've chosen today is from his Missing Link album, which came out this year, and this is called Your Time.
Mm-hmm. You don't know your time is something that I need to have. Breaking all the rules because I've got to love you better.
Funny, I was just thinking, I really like, you played a little bit of that downstairs, the start of it, and I thought, oh, that's interesting, yeah. What is that? And then Grey just takes it and sacked the panel. Maybe not a big fan of Nick Murphy or Chet Faker or whatever his name is. I don't know.
He's just, I mean, what's interesting about him is his songs are all different. He really does experiment with styles and he doesn't stick to one thing. So the other song that I had in the system to play is actually quite different. And it's got a, you know, bit of a funk thing going on in it as well.
All right then, so that's the penultimate song today. Last song today is The Waterboys. They're back with a new album. So if you're a fan of that, you will like this because it is very much business as usual. The album's going to be called Out of All This Blue. I think it comes out in October. But what's interesting about this is there's a video with this and Clive Russell is in it. Who's Clive Russell? Oh, got you a beauty there. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, you will know that Clive Russell plays Brendan Tully. So he's walking down the street. He's the man in that. And the new Waterboys song is If the Answer Is Yeah.
Can you tell me the truth without softening its punch? And stick with me, baby, when push comes to crunch. Can you shake your bones to a number of truth? And remember that the world don't revolve around you. Can you live with a man without becoming his mother? Do you need a daddy?
dedicated full-time lover? If the answer is no, 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 sayonara, dear. But if the answer is yeah, 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 come right over here. Do you find 30 Rock and crazy or funny? Are you proof against fashion? Can you take or leave money? Do you love cashmere worn close to your skin? If I knock on your heart, will your heart let me in? Do you own your own shadow? Do you make your own light? Would you like to cuddle down with me tonight? If the answer is no, 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 sayonara, dear. But if the answer is yeah, 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 come right over here. I don't mind if you don't have a clue who played sax on Memphis Old School. I don't care if you don't know who tried to pull Sister Flo. Can you lead when you need to, yet sometimes be led? Can you tell me the last six books you read? Can you reach for the stars while you stand in the dirt? Wear a motorcycle jacket with a long black skirt. Meet success and failure with a peal of laughter. And live elegantly ever after. Go the extra mile, do it all in style. Take a tumble with me for a while. If the answer is no, 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 sayonara, dear.
It's a great video. You need to watch that. It's highly entertaining. But it is the new Waterboys song. Out of All This Blue is the new album. The single's called If the Answer Is Yeah. I was going to go for Destroyer's Tinseltown Is Swimming in Blood, but it was a bit dark for the hook today, I thought. Nats, nice to have you here. Nice
yeah,
to see you.
Yeah, great tune. Nice
you like that?
Yep.
Any thoughts on that, NLT?
I thought
you
it was
like
good.
That?
Yeah,
thought
I like okay? that. I liked Sally's more, but yeah, I thought this one was good.
Good live song, I think that would be. Sally, what did you think? Waterboys fan at all?
I like
kind
it.
Of Celtic thing?
First time I've heard it. I've heard of Waterboys, but I like it a lot.
Never heard of the Waterboys. Oh,
no.
There's an education coming for you this weekend. You can borrow all my Waterboys albums. What a weekend ahead you've
wow.
got. That's the hook today, Nats. Nice to see you.
And you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.